With the typical mystery story, readers are enthralled by the talents and imagination of only one writer. However, with this crime caper, the reader will enjoy the skillful spoils of 26 esteemed wordsmiths who craft plots, wield poisons, and toggle the life-death switch with the best of them. This is a rare thing indeed, because mystery writers are notoriously reclusive, paranoid, and unfriendly folks when it comes to their work. They like calling the final shots in their novels. Such absolute power is intoxicating, if only for its rarity, particularly if they've sold their work to Hollywood and find that their power has withered to less than zero. However, outside the realm of stories, and with drink in hand, they are interesting and convivial people who always have a crowd around them at parties, as all good storytellers do. That so many have agreed to craft chapters in the tale you're about to plunge into is as much a testament to the persuasive powers of the editors at the Strand magazine as it is to the graciousness of the creators assembled here. Mysteries are the guilty cheats of the book world. Some highbrow critics and reviewers look down on them in public and then eagerly read them on the subway, hidden behind an absolutely pristine copy of Ulysses, bubbling with the pleasure of the child who has just discovered Sherlock Holmes. It is also perhaps the sole arena on processed paper where the reader can match wits with the creator. If you're really good, you can sometimes arrive at the answer before the creator wants you to. You may also cry, as you do with love story weepies, or laugh, as you may at the pratfalls of comic characters, or be horrified, as only horror stories can induce. Yet with the unique class of the whodunit, you may enjoy all of those emotional swings and still be primed and poised to reveal the answer prematurely. And if you do succeed in besting the creator, you, of course, have de facto license to race to Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com or else your personal blog and crow about your victory to the digital heavens. However, here, I believe you will have met your match. The lineup of writers who have contributed to this mystery is akin to the murderer's row of the 1927 New York Yankees. There is not a weak spot in the bunch. You will be enthralled as much by the charming quirks provided by individual voices as the story passes from one creator's mind to the next, as you will by the quality of the tale. While they each deliver their own signature brand of storytelling to the novel, it is startling how these writers, several of whom are friends of mine, have woven a yarn that seems to be the product of one mind, one imagination, albeit schizophrenic, and one on steroids of such strength that even Major League Baseball would ban them, and that is indeed saying something. The story kicks off with a bang. A murderess was executed 10 years ago. Rosemary Thomas brutally killed her husband, Christopher Thomas, stuffing his body inside an Iron Maiden and shipping it to the German Historical Museum of Berlin. Everyone knows she did it, though a few doubts linger, which led to the detective in charge losing his bearings and his wife. Then, a stunner comes along. A memorial service is planned for Rosemary on the 10th anniversary of her execution. All the usual suspects and several folks with passable motives to have done the deed are invited. The scene is set. I won't give away any more than that because it would be unfair to the creators who have worked hard to put this all together. Yet I will add that if you were expecting an Agatha Christie ending where Poirot or Marple stands up, calmly lays out the case and reveals the true murderer, you're in for a shock. The creators have, collectively, another denouement in mind. And in my humble opinion, it's a twist that is so original, you won't have to concern yourself with bragging on your blog about how you figured it all out long before the conclusion. Well, I guess you still can, but you'd be lying. If this were a peer review process, I'd give everyone involved a glowing report. A vigilant reader can certainly tell when a writer is operating at a high level, but it really takes another writer to delve into the nuances of a story, break it down like game film, and truly see the effort that has gone into the product. We can well appreciate